You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about the Don Quixote of the shellfish world, Harambe on a train is not a movie pitch, and catfish or a honeypot, either way, you the wrong one.
All that and more on episode 156 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob, holy shit, I think it's spring cast. What's going on?
Don't jinx it. Fuck off. Yeah, a little bit warmer. And I think this is a thing now. We have our weekly weather report intro. So those of you who are not in Canada, weather report, yeah, still a little chilly.
Not even Canada. Jeez, it's Southern Ontario. You know, Northern Ontario is completely different. There's still 4 feet of snow up there.
Exactly. Yeah, we're from. Yeah, our hometown. But yeah, so to put it in perspective, I'm sure we said this before. The most southern tip of Ontario, Point Pelee, I believe it's called, is on the same level as northern California.
Yeah, exactly.
Lines of latitude. You mean like if you went, it's like
boop, same parallel.
Same parallel. Yeah.
Parallel.
So. There you go. So yeah, it's starting to feel like spring. I don't want to jinx it because usually we get one more good kick in the fucking nuts before winter ends.
Hey, look, it's summer. Where? Boom. Oh, and then we fall over.
And now this is the gamble time. This is when do you swap out your winter rubber on your car? Like, for those not in the know, in Canada, we don't use all seasons. We use
some of us use all seasons. We're not supposed, like, we should be using winter tires in winter, and then all seasons are more summer.
Yeah,
based.
But in your situation, don't you have like a 4x4 fucking huge pickup?
I do, but even then, it'd be far safer with winter tires. I didn't get any. But some of us don't. I had my car for 8 years, and only the last 2 years that I even bothered getting winter tires. Yeah. Which after getting the winter tires, I realized I was an idiot and I should have got them from day one.
Yes, exactly. If you take them off now, you might end up with a few more icy days. But if you leave them on too long, they'll burn off. Because the thing is, with winter tires, they're more spongy, and that's how they grip to the ice. But if they run on a hot pavement, they just melt away.
Exactly. And you just really wear them out.
Yeah, exactly. So now's the gamble. Now it's like, do I risk one more week? Anyway, nobody cares about the winter tires. It's Canada thing. So. Other than that, what else? Do you have anything going on this week?
Yeah, I got a few things going on. I get to bring my truck in, add some additional parts to it. They're jacking it up. Well, no, they're actually adding just some
Frenching it up, as they say.
Some side rails, and I'm pretty sure there's a stripper pole being installed. And there'll be a flag on it, so it's patriotic.
Of course, yeah, of course. It's just because it's very like brass and like 8 feet tall hanging out in the back of your truck. That doesn't mean anything.
I don't think that's a flagpole. I'm very patriotic.
Very patriotic. Reminds me years ago, this had to be 25 years ago. I was doing a gig up in our hometown. There's a side town it's called Dowling, Ontario. And for those of you in the know, or those of you who live here, know exactly what I'm talking about. And so a small town with its stereotypes. So one of the local taverns where I was playing this gig in a bar band, they had brass poles on the stage because other nights they had bingo, other nights they had strippers.
Right.
But the problem was, as I'm tuning up and getting set up and everything else, and then I had my guitar around my, even the strap on, or the guitar's over my shoulder, and I just put my hand out and I started leaning on the pole, and holy, you know, you get that, you know how you touch brass and it smells to begin with?
Yeah. It's
you know that weird. Brass smell? Well, imagine that with vagina. and imagine this club is not very top of the line. So imagine questionable, like tavern stripper.
It's this is translated from a French thing, but I mean, if you understand, you might understand this joke, but yeah, that's usually where you end up by swearing, saying something like tabernac.
Tabernac, yes.
No, no, tavernac.
Tabernac, oh yes.
With a V.
Yes, taver. Oh,
tavern.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. I see what you did there.
I'll tell you what, man. I'll tell you a story about one of those establishments.
Okay.
In the day, it was a regular type of bar, but later on at night, they had you know, the ladies do their show,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they had a raised stage. And I think you may have been here. I know that our mutual friends were there.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but go ahead.
Okay, it's the old Tradewinds.
And, I know exactly where you're going, but continue.
Yeah, so there's a raised stage about 4 feet high, and there was Pervert's Row, which is a row of chairs that sit close to the stage.
Right, actually, butt up against the stage, so you can literally your chin can rest on the stripper stage if you want.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Not enough penicillin in the world. Look, so anyways, this dancer, she happened to be able to do backflips.
Yes.
Right? So yes. She decided to do backflips on the stage that was probably, I don't know, maybe I'm misremembering, but maybe, let's say about 15 feet long.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
20
yeah.
feet diagonally or whatever. So she starts doing it, and then she flips, and she misses her footing on the last one. She should have landed right at Pervert's Row just before it, but she missed it. Her foot slipped, and she went sliding. Like, she basically fell over. So basically,
she fell off the stage.
She missed it by about a foot. So while she was coming back down, instead of her feet landing on the stage, her two legs were open and in the air coming straight down.
Yes.
And she would have fell right off the stage, except we had a buddy of ours that was there.
Yes.
And he got the V, legs on each side in the vagina monologue right in the face.
That's it, exactly. And what she was hoping to do a couple backflips.
It was like a ball in a mitt. It just fell in perfect.
But
when it saved her from injury. And this dude got a mouthful of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I remember this specifically because she was trying to do a couple backflips and the finishing, how she stuck the landing was.
You were there, right? Were you there? Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, okay. So
in order to stick the landing, she would finish in the splits. You know what I mean? So she'd do one, two, and finish in the splits to have this big. That's how she stuck her landing. But she overstepped and then actually with her legs spread, kind of smashed our friend in the face.
Yeah, and literally like landed on him, and then he fell back. Well, basically the inertia of her vagina pushing him in the face flipped him right back on a steel chair, and she landed on the. Now you might think like, oh, he must have been so happy. No, he crushed his fucking nose.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah,
it was not a pleasurable experience, right?
Yeah, exactly. Look,
everybody likes vagina, but not at 50 miles an hour.
No, not at terminal velocity. I remember the establishment, and I remember exactly what you're talking about. It is the second you started mentioning
it's the craziest shit. Like when I say that we were young, we had crazy adventures, and it was always something.
It's not like, oh, we stole the plane and we flew to Vegas and then we fucking met this drug cartel. Nothing stupid like that. It just the oddest things used to happen to us. Like that's it's like what the anyway.
That's a once in a lifetime thing. I never would have seen that, and to this day, I've never seen that again. It's something that's not done. So, like, it was always those one offs that we would just kind of be looking around at each other, going like, stunned, going like, "Did we just fucking see that? Like, really?
Yeah. No, that's a thing. Yeah, that's a thing. Now that's a memory.
Yeah.
So, So either way, what was my point? Oh, yes, I touched a stripper pole one time, and if I wasn't a musician, I would have cut my fucking hand off is what I would have done if I didn't have a gig to immediately play that evening. So
you felt the electricity?
I felt, no, I just, it was one of those stinks that you get on your hand that your arms aren't long enough to get your hand far enough away from your face. So you can't smell it anymore.
Yeah, I believe the word is stank.
Yes. It was a whole lot of stank going on. But anyway, you know, God bless them. Come on. I love these taverns that are like giving like one night bingo night, one night band, one night stripper. Like, wait, yeah, what?
It's guys night, girls night, guys night, girls night. It's, yeah. It's all good.
Just got to get it right. That's going to, yeah. Well, whatever. It's all the same anyway, right?
At the time I walked in there, there was one in the downtown core of the city we used to live in. And I walked in with my buddy, and he walks in and he looks up, and the first girl he sees, she's doing like a lap dance, mm-hmm. for a guy. And like, instead of being like private rooms, they're just couches everywhere. And she looks up and she goes, and she says his name, like, let's say it's Marvin.
You know, like, Marvin?
Like, Marvin? He's like, oh my God, Tita. Not their real names.
No.
And then she covers herself up. She's like, oh my God, and she runs away. And I go, dude, who the hell was that? He goes, I used to babysit that girl.
Oh, Jesus, fuck. No.
We were still in our 20s.
Yeah, I know. That's...
She's like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, you're a stripper. You know, people are going to see you naked.
Yeah, especially when you're stripping your hometown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, fuck, come on. Like, and I get it. Hey, look, it's a job. It's a gig. If you're comfortable and you want to do that, if I have, you know, I mean, all the power to you. You know what I mean? We are definitely not judging. But, like, you can't be bashful if you're stripping in your hometown. Like, you know, everybody's going to, like, and even the people don't want to see, if like, they're like, oh, well, didn't I have math class with her?
Yeah, oh, but it's just like, you know what it is that there's, when you're stripping, even in your hometown, a lot of times you're not going to the strip bar, depending who you are. That's not part of your daily thing, or even on the weekends, you're going out to the bar with your friends. This and
of
that.
Course.
So there's always kind of like a repeat business that goes to the strip bar. So I guess they felt like, we should be okay. I shouldn't really see anybody I know. But of all the people, she looks up, they're like eye to eye looking at each other. Like, I used to babysit that girl. Holy shit.
Oh, awkward. Yeah. No, that's weird. Yeah. And, but also too, it's the age. Like, obviously, like, we're not, you mean, like, you mean, like, what has to happen for people our age to go to a strip club? Like, Christ, a bachelor party? Like, no. Well, for us now, we'd be mostly secondary.
Dude, I used to bounce at them, you know, when I was in my youth.
Youth, yes.
Yeah, so I've seen many, 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 like, tens of thousands of strippers. It's like, it just doesn't interest me, dude. Yes. Just like, there's a, like, hey, let's go to a strip. I'm like, why?
Well, yeah, and that's just it, too.
That's
the weird part, especially in Canada here. We have where you can drink and have full nudity. Like, I know it's not like that in the States. They have, like, juice bars in some places where if you're going to be completely naked, they can't sell alcohol. They can be topless and sell alcohol. It's they have some, I don't know, email me or email the show if you know exactly what's going on. But in Canada, you can have alcohol and full nudity. So it's just, you know, it's weird. If we're recording the show, we could literally leave and go to a strip club and see a dozen naked women. Like, but it's like, yeah, whatever. Like you're saying, it's just there. But if you were in a grocery store and then a woman is like, hey, look at these, just showed you her tits, you'd be like, holy shit. You know what I mean? That would be a story you tell everybody.
Yeah, right? Well, yeah, if she showed me her tits, yes. If she started getting naked in the store, I'd be like, this bitch crazy?
Yeah, well, she's, yes, of course.
Because this ain't normal.
This is not normal, no.
I am not this lucky. Yeah, that's right. I saw a great YouTube video like that where they're like, well, what if women were as aggressive with men as men are with women?
Oh, fuck.
And she did like a little social experiment, and she basically just kind of was like, hey, how are you? And he goes like, oh, you're pretty good. And he figured maybe he'd get a date or hit on it. Yeah. You know, and some of the guys are like, hey, mama, hey, this, that. You know, and they start getting real sweet. She's like, well, do you want to get out of here? He's like, well, like, they're in the middle of, like, they're at a cafe or the middle of the, you know, just hanging out in the park. And she's like, well, go where? She's like, well, you want to go have sex?
Yes.
Every guy was so stunned.
Yes.
Because she was so that aggressive that all of a sudden they're like, no, something's wrong here, man.
Yeah.
Well, 99% of the guys turned her down. They're like, no, I got some place to be. No, I got time. If you want to fuck right now, I'm good. You know, like, and the guy was like, get me the fuck out of here. Something's wrong here.
Something's fucking, yeah, exactly. Something's, this never happens. You're looking for cameras. You're looking for police officers. Yeah,
there's usually a chase element, or there's, you know, like a girl who wants, it's like, well, you spreading AIDS? What are you doing? Like,
yeah, exactly. you're flipping the script. What the fuck's going on here?
It really put the guys off. It was so funny. And it's just like, I never really thought about it, but it's just like, yeah, chick flashes your tits. You're like, woo, boobies. You know, you're in the grocery store, she takes all the clothes off. So get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want any
purpose. I'm going to stab a child. She's like, she don't care if she's naked. She's going to do some other shit.
Because you know, anything can happen after that, because there is definitely a glitch in the Matrix. Like,
oh, yeah, exactly. There's that filter that stops that from happening. And a dude running around showing his pecker all the time, you know, like, that's a moron. All right.
Yeah.
It's a pervert. That's a moron. Women doing it, there's something wrong.
There's something wrong. Something's fucked. Yeah.
So something's wrong. And you're just kind of like, oh, is this a Cloverfield thing? Should I get the fuck? Should I go underground? What's happening?
Just sign of the apocalypse. Random nudity. I don't remember this, but I don't read much Bible stuff, but I'm pretty sure this is not fucking right.
Yeah. It's like, oh, when it rains blood and then there's locusts, and then when the chicks start giving, taking their clothes off for no reason.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's, I don't think that's in the Bible, but it should be.
It must be.
So anyways, word of warning, if you are in a bar where a stripper can do gymnastic moves,
yes,
just make sure you're on the other side of that, the opposite side of where she would be laying.
And there's no reason to be in pervert's row or sniffer's row or whatever you want to call it. Like, fuck, there's such a thing as too close. Have a little class. Come on, guys. Let's fucking, we're better than that.
All right. Shut up.
Okay, shut up. Okay, you know what we should do? We should jump into some headlines.
Oh, all right, fine. Yeah, okay. So we'll talk about some other stuff later. Yeah, here we go. This one here was a guy was decided to go on Tinder, right? So man's Tinder date deceives him with fake photo from unexpected source.
Okay.
All right, so he goes on, he's on Tinder, sees a girl, thinks she's cute, starts messaging her. They go back and forth. They're getting along great. Oh, great. She's like, all right, let's do a meetup. They meet up. And she looks slightly different.
I'm assuming that most do.
Right. Well, yeah, she's a little heavier.
That's, yeah.
And slightly different. There was something a little off he couldn't put his finger on. Well, when he had looked at her photos, you know, that, you know, she was looking, he was looking through all the photos. He's like, oh, okay, she's cute and all that. Mm-hmm. He just couldn't figure it out. So he's going on a date with her and everything's going fine. And then he's like, okay, well, I don't know if I should. Let me look up this girl. So he starts looking her up.
Right.
He finds out that she has a twin sister. Right?
Oh, okay.
And they're not identical, but they're almost identical. They look close to the same.
Right.
Her sister is actually much cuter, much leaner, and she used her sister's picture on Tinder.
Okay, so.
So then he got into a debate going like, well, when his friend's going, should I go on a second date? And their friends were like, no, dude, that is a catfish.
Yeah.
She used somebody else's pictures. Yeah, but it's her twin sister. We have, they all look alike. And she's much different. So he decided to call her out on that and go, hey, I was looking up on Facebook, and I see that you know, your sister, these are your sister's pics. What's up with that? He goes, didn't have to worry about it. The moment I brought it up, she blocked me.
Yeah, there you go. And again, okay, that's a – got married before this Tinder and Grindr and all this other stuff was a thing. So
yeah, I don't think you have to worry about Grindr, dude.
I don't? Oh, okay, good. I'll delete that right away then. So
you know, I'll stop messaging Tina. I think his name's Tony.
Tony, right. I'm gonna call Wang. I'm gonna say Wang. Okay, so everybody, I'm quite sure everybody has their best possible look on their profile, right? Like if you're a heavier set person, you're going to be wearing black and in a slimming and under slimming lighting. If you're too skinny, you're going to be wearing something with a little bit of bulk, like a hoodie or something. Like, you know what I mean? You're going to.
Yeah. Just, it's not just Tinder. I mean, like, that was on eHarmony.
Yeah.
Cause I used to get pictures all the time of like, oh, here's my picture. And then you'd meet up and you're like, wow, you're about 70 pounds heavier than your picture. And it would happen every single time. I just started calling it eHarmony.
eHarmony.
You know, because it was like so brutal. It would happen every single time. And it's just, it was like, oh, you hate people. No, I'm already overweight. We can't have two eaters. All right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We'll end up in a, like, you'll find our bodies on a third floor with no elevators. And some poor paramedic will have to carry us down and throw us back out, ruin his career.
That's right.
So I need somebody who's not an eater to be with me. So then when they show up.
Well, that's very conscious of you. Thank you.
I'm just thinking about, like, the government health care that we get for free.
That's right. So, okay. So I understand. And also too, it's like anybody's, if any picture you put on Facebook or Instagram, it's that joke of, oh, here's your profile pic. And here's a pic you're tagged in. And it's always fucking hideous. It's your awful, you mean it's all bad angle, bad lighting, bad. You know. So I understand there's going to be that, but when you are literally picking a different person, you know, it's like, hey, like, is that the same as having your picture you 15, 20 years younger?
It is technically you. Right?
Technically, yes. Yeah, genetically, yes.
Even though it's her twin sister, like I said, they weren't exactly identical, and she's much heavier than her sister. So he was expecting a different person. He was expecting her sister, and that is technically catfishing.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah, I get it.
So just be aware, ladies and gents, that that could be out there. Yeah. So when I show up on your date and I was giving out Rob's picture, yeah, you've been catfished.
Yeah, you've been catfished, and you can imagine your disappointment or excitement.
Yeah, exactly. And depending what you're actually, I say catfish, but technically it's a honeypot.
Oh, is it?
All right. Catfishing is what guys do to women.
Okay.
And a honeypot is what women do to men.
See, I'm learning.
This honeypot's an old expression that they've said all the time. Catfish is fairly new.
Right.
Right. But everybody uses catfish for the same thing now. But really, it's a honeypot is a good looking woman convinces you to do something. And all of a sudden you realize you weren't in the situation you said you were going to be in. That's a honeypot. Use the honey to bring you to the gold and then to the.
And then you end up like Winnie the Pooh with your ass hanging out of a tree. I get it.
Yeah. Fool me three times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. That's a little, again, I don't know. I'm not educated on this sort of thing. I'm assuming who cares if it's your sister? Like maybe, you mean like I got a brother, but he's like 14 years younger and he's like 215 pounds, ripped solid muscle. Like, it's like, I wouldn't be like, no, we're not the same person.
No. You know
what I mean? So yeah, don't do that. Yeah. I would have to say my judgment. Yeah. Use, doesn't matter. I guess try to keep them up to date, but if you're going to use a picture of you, you may maybe 5-10 years younger, whatever, at least it's still you.
I'm just going to use every picture of myself in any movie or TV show I've done, because I'm always like some horrendous monster, or I get shot to death, and
yes,
I always look way better than I did in the movie. So yeah, just use some of those pictures.
There you go.
Assuming I can get the first date.
Assuming.
Yeah.
Assuming. All right. So, okay. And you get another headline?
Yep. Two people arrested after buffet brawl over crab legs.
Of course. They're delicious. Yeah. And I don't even have to hear the story, but I want to hear it just for edification.
Huntsville, Alabama. Alabama police say a dispute over crab legs at a dinner buffet ended in a brawl that left two people facing misdemeanor charges. The police officer says this gentleman was... which says that he was eating at the buffet when a fight broke out.
Right.
All right. And then they started using tongs as fencing implements.
Right. Naturally.
Right. Sword fighting. Plates were shattered and a woman was beating a man. Diners have been waiting for crab legs for 10 minutes and they lost their tempers when the food came out. They all basically jumped on each other and they went, "Motherfucker, that's my crab leg." And then.
Yeah.
So they just pulled out the tongs and just started snipping at each other and then started sword fighting.
And, yeah, I get it, because at a buffet, like the crab legs are, if you ordered them just an entree, you'd get like three or four of them and the entree would cost you like $25.
Yeah, like that's the gold. Like when you go, like my sister-in-law used to always go to a buffet in the evening.
Right.
Because they would always have crab legs in the evening, but never at lunch.
Right, of course.
Right, that was the gold that you wanted. That was the big thing. She would fill up her plate.
Yes.
Half a steam plate. She'd like literally fill up a plate and then bring it back.
Like a pig, like just a crab leg eating pig.
Yeah. To the point where you just look at it and go, like, really? None for anybody else?
None, yeah. Oh,
I don't eat anything else. They can have everything else. It's like, no, everybody wants a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and then that's what they call it. It's called like a loss leader. It's like when a store puts on something super on sale and they know they're going to lose money on it, but they get you in the store. So you're going to eat, you're going to buy other things. Yes. It's same thing with crab legs. They know they're not making money on the crab legs, but you mean they're going to eat? They're not thinking that's all you're going to eat. Like,
right. You're going to have a whole bunch of chicken balls fill up your stomach. And then by the time you're done, you've had two plates where, you know, where they start making money, you know, they make money after the first, you know, first plate. So
exactly.
You'd have to eat like 10 plates for them to lose money. And there's no way you're eating that much. But if you're eating crab legs.
Yes.
Then you really start getting at it. 10 well, anyways,
plates of crab legs. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I get it. You mean, obviously when you're going through these buffets, like it's always the good stuff, they're running out. And of course the good stuff is always hot and fresh because they constantly have to keep making it. So I completely understand all this can happen. Now, whether the physical confrontation and the tong sword fighting is a little off, you mean, it's not good form, but again, we're not that, how do I say this? Cause we don't look our nose down on other countries because we are known as the polite, mannerly people. We can be assholes too. Like,
oh no. Yeah. We're passive aggressive assholes. Trust me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, a great comedian there. I was watching on YouTube. He was like, everybody thinks we're nice and polite. Right. And everybody's like, oh yeah, 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 yeah. But he goes, really? He goes, when it's just Canadians around, how do we speak about Americans? And everybody just bursts out laughing.
Yeah, it really.
They know we're fucking assholes.
Everybody's an asshole. But again, it's not good for them to like it's, but also too, where we'd be known for, if you're in buffet and you're both reaching for the same thing and instinctively we have it in us where we go, oh no, sorry. By all means, my apologies. Like we don't elbow the other person and dig in. You know what I mean? Like it just.
Yeah. I've turned that off. So when they go, oh no, by all means, I go, fuck yeah. Then they go, well, it's kind of rude. Yeah, you offered. Fuck you, buddy.
Like, oh, yeah. If they offer, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. By all means. You said by all means. So anyway, I get how this could happen. So I don't condone restaurant.
Well, I mean, I get how an argument could break out, but sword fighting with tongs and then one lady jumping on top of a man and beating him. I don't think so.
I don't condone it, but I understand how it can happen.
You look at the wait staff. Hey, you're going to make some more? No, that's all we got. Enjoy.
Hey, anybody that knows, anybody that's dieted in any way and knows what a cheat meal is and their cheat meal on the weekend, and if you go to the buffet place and they don't got your fucking crab legs, you motherfuckers, and it's and you know you're not eating crab legs tomorrow. It's back to fucking egg whites and chicken breasts. It's like, fuck. Like, I get it. I understand how it can happen. I don't condone it, though.
So, there you go. Okay.
All right. Next headline.
All right. Six men in court after stripping off and throwing poo at each other on a train.
Of course. Again, I have no idea how this could happen. You're going to have to.
Six men that say that they have stripped off and defecated on a train carriage before throwing the excrement at each other. Some of the poop grenades went astray and struck a female passenger who was not involved in the fecal fracas.
Fecal fracas?
Yeah. The group, age 21 to 27, are also accused of loudly discussing their sexual exploits and asking passengers to expose themselves. Well, these guys just sound like a great time.
Well, exactly. This is just a fucking frat house on a train. Like,
they all face one charge of doing an act of outraging public decency while traveling between Baspa Station in Somerset in Chippingham, which Chippingham, Wilts.
UK?
You know, this is a, yeah, it's all UK. It's,
of course.
Yeah. So the charges alleged that the group were loudly discussing their sexual exploits. Within hearing of other passengers, they were accused of abusive language towards other passengers, including requests for passengers to expose themselves. So they are charged with removing their own items of clothing. So they have all their names here. There's a big list of assholes here.
We don't need the names, but
no, I'm just kind of ripping through here. The Dubai Concord, So basically they were, I guess they decided that as people were telling them, like, have some fucking decency and stop talking like that. And they just kind of told them to behave themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, you want me to fuck a bay myself? Get out of this, governor. Drops his trowel, takes a huge dump, starts flinging shit. Some lady's just like watching this going, this is, Oh my lord.
Okay, I can understand a bunch of dudes on a train, and maybe they've had a few pints, and they're going to talk about all the sexual exploits they've had and exaggerate, of course, as they do.
Yeah.
That I get, but how do you get from being loud and obnoxious and rude to flinging your own feces at another human being?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a trigger in there somewhere.
Well, it just there's. I don't know how you, like, I'm going to need a map or something, because I don't know how you get from there to there. Like,
maybe as in, like, South Park said, that they're clinically depressed, fecophiliacs, and Prozac.
Yeah, maybe, but yeah, I don't think so. Like, it just doesn't. It doesn't compute. So I can forgive you mean a drunken night and being an asshole. I get it. We've all done it. Like, but. So we start flinging shit, like, fuck you. Like,
it's just like, you gotta be sitting there going, like, fuck that guy. Let me fucking find something to throw at him. Does anybody got anything? It's not, nah. You know what? I do have something. Hang on.
Okay. Well,
that's not a pocket. That's your rectum.
Okay. Premise this then. Roman and Rob are on the GO train, right? We're heading into Toronto. We're going to go watch a concert or watch a Jays game or something, fucking whatever we're doing in Toronto. We're on the GO train and we hear. You mean, or say we're on our way home the GO train is basically this transit line that runs to downtown Toronto to the outskirts. So we're on the outskirts. We're on a GO train. We just saw a Jays game. We're on our way home. There's a bunch of drunken, rowdy, frat boy type age. You mean like 21, 22. And they're all being, yeah, whatever, talking and loud and bragging about their sexual exploits. You and I will roll our eyes and go, okay, whatever. They just had a few.
Yeah, or I'll speak up and I'll say something, but I'll just...
It's like, okay, they're just being fucking stupid. They've had too much drink. But then what happens when one of us gets hit by fucking human feces?
Oh, you're fucking done.
Oh, it did fucking... It's just ding, ding, ding. Like,
you are fucking done. I'll take some shit, but I won't take some shit, all right?
I'll listen to it, but I won't fucking wear it. Exactly. There's that line where it's like... And even if we can get home and I could get home with a black eye, my wife's like, oh, what the fuck happened to you? I'm like, well,
it's more like a pink eye, but
yeah, exactly. I'm like, well, somebody threw human shit at me. And even then she'd be like, okay, I get it.
I was on the train and somebody threw shit at me. What was his name? Harambe?
Awesome. Okay. You know what? We're going to put a button on that. We're going to take care of a little bit of housekeeping. And I wanted to ask you, are you appearing on another podcast?
I am appearing in another podcast.
Would you like to pump their tires?
Well, you go ahead with yours and then I will advertise this one.
Okay. So, if you want to find the show on Twitter is at Roman Pottingcast and the same thing, Roman Pottingcast on Instagram. You can find myself. I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. Roman, he is the Roman LeBeau on Twitter and Instagram and Roman Citizens on everywhere else, which includes like Snapchat, Christian Grinder, and all the other good places you want to find him. Don't forget my little bit of news. We are just, by the time you get this, we'll be about 20 days away. I'll be in Chicago for Star Wars Celebration. So if you are in Chicago, April 10th to the 16th, I believe, I will be in the Windy City. So if you happen to be at Celebration or you're in the area, just hit me up. Again, that's at Robert MM Cast. I will be stateside. So what else we got going on?
So I'm going to be appearing on the PM and A podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's P as in Papa, M as in Mike. Ampersand and A for alpha, so PM and A. I'll be recording this Thursday, and then just check my Instagram for when it's released, and we'll note that and check our Twitter, and we'll put it out there.
Absolutely awesome. This is great. It's finally, you're getting out there. You're finally, I've been cheating on you for fucking years. Like, I literally podcasted with two dudes on the weekend.
Yeah, I heard you like that. You did a little skiing there.
No, just potting. With, a couple American friends of mine. But anyway, it's great. You can spread the good word, the Roman word. So
yeah, they're very interested in talking about the movies I'm in, and then all the podcasting and everything else we do. So
fantastic. Okay, I will subscribe and listen. So all right, let's get back to the housekeeping. RomanPottingcast.com or .ca. That'll take you right to our TeePublic store if you want our new logo or a vintage logo on like t-shirts, or if you want them on a cell phone case or a laptop case, on a mug, stickers. They even have like these like zip up hoodies now. You can get our big fat logo on your back if you want. Or you can get us on a pillow. So you can like have us on a, our faces on a pillow. Our comic book cartoon faces on a pillow. So go to RomanPunnicast.com and it'll take you right to the store. You can check out all the good stuff there. Also, don't forget about our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes you want to send Roman, you can send them to RomanPunnicast@gmail.com. If you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them to me, the married guy. Same address, RomanPunnicast@gmail.com. Also, don't forget the networks we're on, the Tangibound Network, the EMC Podcast Network, and we're also sponsored by Emotionally 14. So check out all those great places and see all the extra awesome content they have. And now, last but not least, the Review Reach Around. If you'd like to give Roman or Rob a Review Reach Around, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating or review, and we call that the Review Reach Around.
That's right. That is a 5-star watch out for flinging poo reach around. Oh, before we go, yes. We'd also like to give our condolences out to those in New Zealand.
Oh, yes, absolutely. How silly of us. Yeah, this literally just happened, and it's heartbreaking, but it looks like New Zealand government is taking action, doing the right things, and fuck thoughts and prayers. Take action, like take care of these semi-automatic weapons. We're 100% behind people that want to use guns for hunting and responsible gun ownership when it comes to, you know, universal background checks and everything else. And we get it. We're from, the true North, strong and free, where hunting is a very big part of our lives and it's part of the culture. And we understand that. But, the semi-automatic weapons is it's ridiculous.
Automatic weapons and the and especially the really bad stuff, there's no need for it.
There's no need for it. So yeah, don't get us wrong, we're not anti. If you're hunting, if that's part of your culture, fantastic. But yeah, no, it's nice to see New Zealand just all of a sudden, yep, here we go, we're putting an end to this fucking shit.
Did they even try thoughts and prayers?
They didn't, which is great.
I'm kidding, so, I stole that joke.
All right, so until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hey, everybody. This is DJ Johnny Rock.
And I'm Neil Young, Johnny's best friend.
You're not my best friend.
Yes, I am silly.
Not my best friend.
My best friend and I are here to tell you to tune in to Drinking in the Park Herd every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud.
Right.
Player FM, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangent Bound Podcast Network, and... www.neilandjohnny.com and downloadable on the podcast app of your choice.
It's a lot of techno babble. Is this a promo? Am I in a promo?
Yep.
That explains the background music. It's really nice and shiny in here. And is it kind of small as well?
Getting smaller because it ends soon.
Ends?
Yeah, Johnny, all podcast promos end.
When does the promo end?
30 seconds?
30 seconds? God, that was 25 seconds. Why does the promo have to end? I have more sounds to make. More jokes, more bananas.
Johnny, I have an idea. Listen.
Neil, you actually have to say the words when you whisper.
No. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Try it again. Listen.
That's a great idea. Hello, will you please listen to our podcast?
I hope this works.
Me too.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations, you have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangibound Network? That's right. Go check out tangiboundnetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangiboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.